had an interest in keeping this sort of thing either falsely presented to the public, and i.e. there's marauding aliens from outer space having sex with the people in trailer parks in West Virginia, et cetera, and so on, ad nauseum, or they just completely try to keep the information quiet. The problem is that you can't really keep it quiet because too many people have seen too many things.
Right.
But you can put a spin on it that creates the silly season of just absurdity, which then deflects any serious scientific or institutional investigation.
Well, we've seen that tactic being used on us, Dr. Greer, of course, as we try to put out uncensored news, and you know they call us kooks, and they try to compromise us and to neutralize us, and if that doesn't work, we get legal threats and even physical threats sometimes, just
sure.
We don't fully get the message. They never try to pay us off. This is something I always complain about, Dr. Greer.
That's been attempted here, but we're not for sale. So.
I'm going to move back just a space or two, because I know that you're also the founder and CEO of Space Energy Access Systems.
Right.
How does that correlate with the Disclosure Project?
Well, it's an outgrowth of the Disclosure Project, much like the Rocky Mountain Institute spun off a number of corporations looking into energy issues. What the Disclosure Project eventually found was that the raison d'etre for the secrecy was very much centered in these energy and propulsion systems that had begun to be understood in the 40s and 50s, and certainly by the late 50s and 60s were fully operational. And I'm talking about electrogravitic and anti-gravity type systems,
mm-hmm.
Energy generators that extract energy from the space around us, not outer space, but the space in your room that would generate all the energy you need for your home or business without any connection to a centralized grid or the burning of any fuel. These sort of advanced physics, propulsion, and energy generation systems were at the core of the secrecy. And so in